Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Omud Beis. We began yesterday Simin Shin Chav Gimel in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we'll quickly remind ourselves that in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber told us that under certain circumstances, a seller can go and fill up a container for a buyer on Shabbos. However, to take a kli that is specifically made for measuring and pour it into the kli of the buyer on Shabbos, that we said was Aser. That was the Machmir opinion of the Mechaber. And we begin the top line with the Ramah. The Ramah, however, disputes this, and he says, Hagah, v'yesh mikilin lomar, there is a more lenient opinion that says, the kol she'enu mechavin l'mida l'gamri, if a person doesn't specifically intend for a specific measure, he just needs a certain amount of something, he needs about a quart of milk, but he really doesn't care if it's exactly a quart, or a little bit more, a little bit less. So as long as the person who is selling it, if he's adding on or subtracting a little bit, shari, it is permissible on Shabbos to go and give him this item. Obviously, the money is not exchanging hands, and he's not measuring it exactly. He just needs that the person wants about a quart, so he uses a measure, and as long as he's not filling it up exactly, it is perfectly acceptable to do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu, in Sif Katan Hei, the Ayideze ein Isser al Hamocher limdod b'chli mido shelo. In this situation, the way we've just explained it, the seller doesn't have any Isser in using his own measuring cup over here, v'lishpoch l'sol kelev shelokeach, and to pour from this measuring cup about a quart into the purchaser's container. And the reason for this is, Sivkot and Vav, because he's not giving him exactly the same amount. Now, if he's giving him less, maybe that's a concern of Geneva. He's buying a quart's worth, but he's only giving him 9/10 of a quart. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'emezeh mishum gezel, there is no concern of Geneva over here, of stealing. She'adua levalav, because the purchaser knows, shekor regil mekach, that this is the way that they're allowed to do this. V'chei nogu lahatul tabas b'mida. And therefore, some people would put in a ring inside the measurer. So therefore, you're not getting exactly a quart. You're getting a quart minus the volume that the ring takes up. And therefore, that's also permissible, and there is no concern of gezel. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'zeh ha-heter, this permissibility to do this, however, is only la-mocher. Brought down the name of the Morgan Avram, this is only for the seller to go use this. However, the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Dalet, the Chofetz Chaim points out, avo ma sha-minuk sha-ha-lo-keach maskir she-mida, ein dai behet zeh. That which the purchaser says over here, I want this midah, that is not sufficient over here with what we just said. That's not allowed. And we'll explain this in Mirtz Hashem a little bit later on in today's shir. The remark continues, and he says, V'chein haminat pasha, likewise the custom was accepted, limdod b'kli hamyuchad l'mida, to use a utensil, a specific measuring cup that's designated for measuring, v'lishpoch l'kelev shalokeach, for the person selling it to go and pour from this measuring cup into the container of the purchaser. Furthermore, v'yod, Yizbar l'cha b'samuch tam ha-mekila. I will explain shortly, and this will be found in the Ramah at the end of Siv Dalet, I will explain this to you more in detail, what is the reasoning behind you'll have to be mekel over here. Then the Ramah concludes, and he says, Din halvoa Shabbos dino kimo b'yomtiv. The halachos over here of lending on Shabbos are the same as the halachos of lending on yomtiv, and in Yitz Hashem, we will learn that Ayin Lekam and Simin Tov Kuv Chav Hei, and as well, we learned that previously Le'el Simin Shin Zayin Sif Yud Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Zayin that the Ramah is telling us over here, Hainu, Shemotzo Semech, he found an allusion, Shelofamim Mutu Lahaskir Avshem Mida, Ayin Shom Mashik Osavim Zeh. At the Ramah in Sif Dalet, he will discuss this further. What is the reason you're allowed to be Mekel over here and mention the actual container? Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Mutar lo mar l'chaveiro. A person is allowed to tell his friend, please, mali li kli zeh, fill up this utensil for me, ulamachar nimdod oso. And tomorrow, we'll see how much this container actually holds, and then I'll pay you for it then. However, the Ramah says, avo lo yomar tein li mida plonis. But you're not allowed to have the purchaser say, I want you to give me a specific amount, mida plonis. Now we'll explain this as follows. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Ches tells us that when the Mechaber told us you're allowed to ask your friend to fill up a specific kli, hainu, av shami dido also b'Shabbos Yontiv, even though, of course, measuring on Shabbos Yontiv is forbidden, mikol mako mutu laskiro, you are allowed to tell him over here, fill up this kli, and we will go and measure it out tomorrow. V'ayin le'el simin shin zayin sivches, where we already previously learned, also lomar, you're not allowed to say, dover ploni esel amocho, you're not allowed to say, we will do this forbidden thing on Shabbos, we will do this tomorrow. Mash osel asos hayom, if you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to say, we're going to go do this tomorrow. So how come over here, if you're not allowed to measure it today, you're allowed to say, we're going to go measure it tomorrow. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, ulai mishum shu letzorech Shabbos hitiru. So he brings down for the Prima God that maybe because this is essential for the needs of Shabbos right now, that's why you're allowed to say, tomorrow we'll measure it out. Because if you don't say that, maybe then he won't be willing to sell it to you because he's going to worry that it's not going to be known how much he sold and he'll take a loss. And therefore, letzorech Shabbos is permissible. The issue footnote number 5 explains this a little bit more from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who says that the Mishnah Berurah over here is telling us that there's no problem with the saying of the measuring tomorrow because it's only uvda d'chol. The whole problem of measuring on Shabbos is uvda d'chol, because there actually are permissible times that you can do things on Shabbos and measure, and therefore you're allowed to go and say you're going to measure something tomorrow even though it's not permissible to mention it today. The Tila of David goes a step further and he says, "V'chol davar asur mishum uvda d'chol." Anything that is only asur on Shabbos because it's a weekday-like activity, ain't iser lomar she'asenu l'machrit. There is no problem saying we're going to do this tomorrow. The Rama, however, said, you're not allowed to mention specifically mida plonis. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tes, "V'afilu ein kone mimenu klal." Even if he's not purchasing from him, Elishol mimenu, and he's asking for it, he's borrowing it. Omer hashileni mi deplonis, please lend me this specific amount. Gamkin also mishumadida, that also qualifies under the rule of you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos, the heavy kuvd in the chol, because of the reasoning, as we've already said many times, that it looks like a weekday activity, and as we've already learned, the chanal in simin shin vav. Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot and Yud, did you not let it ask for the mida plonis, or even ochetzia, or revi'itz, or half of the mida plonis, or a quarter of the mida plonis? That's also not allowed over here. Why? Kiven shemaskir shemida, because you're mentioning the quart, so you can't say I want half a quart or a quarter of a quart. However, abu mutar lomar mali li kli ze ad hashinosos. But you can say, please fill up this measuring container over here up until these gradations, until these lines, which signify a quart, a quarter, or a half, or a third, whatever it is. That you're allowed to say, measure till the line, but you can't say, give me a third of a quart. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mutar lomar lechavero, you're allowed to tell your friend on Shabbos, tein li beitzim ve'egozim b'minyan, I need a certain number of eggs, I need a certain number of walnuts, and give him the exact number. That is permitted. The Mishnah Berurah explains, why is this so? In Sifkat Yud Aleph, Hainu sha'omer lo asaro esim. Let's say I want 10 of these or 20 of these. Why? Shekin derech balabayis lios mone besoch beso leida kam hunotel. Because it's normal for the balabayis to see how many he has. Oh, I got 4 eggs. I need another 4 eggs. So therefore, he's allowed to go and tell the person he wants to purchase it from, I need 4 eggs. So he should know how much he needs. She shouldn't take more than he needs. And therefore, hilkach lo mukach demishum domimhu demirkalei. And therefore, it's clear that he's not doing this because he wants specifically 4 for a dollar. He's doing this over here. He's saying, I need 4. That's, I need 4 eggs. It's not telling you, I need 4 because I have a dollar and I want to buy 4 eggs with this dollar. Siv dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mutar lomar lechenvani. You're allowed to go and tell the chenvani. Why specifically do we mention the chenvani over here? So the Chavetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha, the chenvani, tenli v'chule, tells us that this is an additional thing over here. Efsho del revusa naka chenvani. It's an additional thing as opposed to just your friend. After kavanaso bevadi lemchira, because the chenvani is selling stuff over here, nevertheless, even to a chenvani, shari. Since if you don't mention, as we'll see specifically, then you're allowed to go do this in the way that the Mechaber is going to tell us. In addition, he brings down the Gemara has the terminology chenvani harogeletzlo, and Rashi explained over there, it means rogeletzlo because he believes you, and he's not going to ask you specifically for the money. That's why it maybe says chenvani. In any event, the Mechaber says, mutar lomar lechenvani, you're allowed to go tell the chenvani, tenli arba beitzim, please give me 4 eggs over here, v'chamisha rimonim, and 5 pomegranates. However, that you're allowed to say, but you can't say, you're not allowed to say the price, I want a dollar's worth, which the Mishnah Berurah is going to change around to say it means, you can't say the measure, I want a quart, you likewise can't calculate the total amount that you owe. What do we mean by that? The Mechaber continues, it says, lomar, for example, you can't say, I already have 50 of your agozim in my hand. I need another 50, and then I'll owe you 100 of these egozim. That you're not allowed to do as well. That was, again, quite a mouthful. So let's start in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Beis, where he explains, you're allowed to tell the Chenvani, Dafka Chenvani Yisrael, only a Jewish Chenvani you're allowed to do this. However, for a non-Jewish Chenvani, you're not allowed to have these transactions. Aval Eino Yehudi Osuli Kach Mimeno Beitzim. You're not allowed to go take eggs from the non-Jewish Chenvani. The concern is, Shema Noldu Hayom Muktzu. Maybe they were laid today on Shabbos, and those eggs are Muktzu, as we learned already previously, and from the famous Gemara, Beitzah Shenoldu B'yontif. And likewise, you can't be Rimonim. You're not allowed to buy pomegranates from him. You know why? Maybe he detached them today. And we will learn these halachos more in Simin Tov Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Aleph. And the issue footnote number 7 reminds us that we're going to learn over there, you're not allowed to take from a non-Jewish person, if in that locale there are attached to the ground, or there are untrapped things, unless you can guarantee you're certain that it wasn't detached today on Shabbos or trapped today on Shabbos. And likewise, you're not allowed to take from him eggs, because maybe they were born today, they were laid today. However, in that locale, there is no attached fruits. It's in the middle of the city. There are no fruit trees or orchards there. And likewise, there's no trapped animals over there that you have to be concerned about. And there's no chickens there, and it's not being laid. Then you would be allowed to go and purchase these from a non-Jewish person as well. And you don't have to be concerned that maybe they brought them from outside the tchum. The issue footnote number 6 adds, Ukishaon kone maichol minochri. If you're purchasing something from a non-Jewish person, vanochri in a maskim limkar belin esinas mos. In a situation where you are allowed to purchase it from the non-Jewish person on Shabbos, and he won't take it unless you pay him for it, so then you're allowed to give him a mashkun. You obviously can't pay him for it, but you're allowed to give him a mashkun. You give him some sort of a collateral, so he'll be happy. And likewise, if this was a tzorach mitzvah, or for a need for Shabbos itself, Lutzorach Shabbos, Mutu Litein Mashkun L'Chaver. You're allowed to go give a collateral to somebody who doesn't necessarily trust you, but if you give him a collateral, he'll trust you. However, he says, Le'inyan Mechiras Mayachol Lin Nochri B'Shabbos Yontif, but to go and sell to a Nochri on Shabbos Yontif, who doesn't have the din of Simchas Shabbos or Simchas Yontif, even if he's not going to pay you for it right now, so then we're going to learn in Simon Tov Kuf, in the name of the Levush, that is forbidden. Because the only heti you have even to sell to a Jewish person is because Simchas Yontif, and the non-Jewish person doesn't have the din of Simchas Yontif, and therefore it's not allowed. However, if this is going to cause a tremendous loss to the Jewish person, for example, he shechted an animal on Yontif and found it to be a trefa. If he doesn't sell it to a non-Jewish person, it's going to spoil, and it would cause him a great financial loss, so then it is permissible to sell it to a non-Jewish person in that situation. Now we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Gimel. So the Mechaber told us that you're only allowed to go and say, I want 4 eggs or 5 pomegranates, but you're not allowed to say, the shame domim. What does that mean? Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kigon Shomer, Tain Li Ba'at Kach V'Kach Pshutim. Give me $5 worth. Pshutim is a certain type of coin that they had. So you can't say, I want the amount of pomegranates that 5 pshutim will purchase for me. That you're not allowed to do. And certainly, V'koshikin Kishamaski Lo Skum Domim. And you certainly can't say over here the total amount of money. Dainu Sha'osi Imo Cheshbon Hakolo Gami Mashin Eschayv Lo Mikvar. So I already owe you $50. Make it an even 100. Give me another $50 worth of food. Pshita the Osir. That's clear that that's not allowed. The issue footnote number 8 brings down Av Shebemoko Mitzvah. Even though we have allowed one to do Mecha Chumemcha L'davi Mitzvah, as we just explained, nevertheless, to add on, well, it's for a davar mitzvah, I need to buy more cholent. So I'm buying another $10 worth of cholent, and we'll add that to the $10 that I had previously on account, and now it's $20 that's on account. That you're not allowed to do, because the additional mention of the total has nothing to do with the need to go purchase it right now, and that doesn't in any way impact your ability to go purchase the other 10 right now. So don't say it adds up to a total of 20. Just say I need another 10 right now, and that would be permissible. Letzorach mitzvah, letzorach Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Dalet, he says, likewise, you can't say the Mechaber's words were v'lo schum midah, but I already told you, the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Vilna Gaon, ayin v'bir agra, shekosav d'to sofer, this is a printer's error over here. V'tzarech lomar, it shouldn't say over here schum midah, but it should say v'lo shem midah. You're not allowed to mention the name of the size. You can't say a quart. Dainu, you're not allowed to go tell the person, give me a quart. V'koshekin schum midah, and certainly, you're not allowed to mention the schum midah, which would be the hainu she'osi mocheshbon hakolol mikama midah shalokach mimenu kvar. Oh, yesterday I bought a quart. Today I'm buying another quart. That's a total of 2 quarts that I owe you. That certainly is not allowed. You're not even allowed to say a quart. You certainly can't go and say, let's add this to the previous quart that I had. Likewise, Sivkot and Tezvav, we said you're not allowed to go and add up the velos chum minyan, the total amount that I now owe you. The ba'ofen zehu derech mechkachu memkar. That's really too much like doing business. However, avo b'minyan ba'alma, we call them the shari, but to say I need five of them, that is allowed, because that's just telling him how much you need and not because it's a business type of a statement that you're making. Then the Rama adds, Hagah, v'chein bischum domim, likewise, to add up the total amount of money the Rama is making over here, he says, eino osur, it's only forbidden, ella b'chi ha'gavne, only under the following circumstance, sh'omer, he says, tenli b'kach, v'kach domim, v'yeh l'cho b'yodi, kach v'kach. You're not allowed to say, give me another $10 worth over here, and that will make the total $20 that I owe you. But to say I want $10 worth, avo bilav hochi shari, it is allowed. Similarly, v'chein b'schum mida, if you're adding up the total amount. The kihai gab no osu, you know, let's say, give me another 10, and that will add to the 10 from yesterday to make it a total of 20 that I owe you. Avo bilav hochi, without doing this, it is shari, it is permissible. What exactly does the Ramah add to tell us over here? So if you look in Sivkot and Tezayin, he says, "Hu polig al mechaber." The Ramah is arguing with the mechaber, as I intimated. "Hu polig al mechaber." The sphere left because the mechaber holds the stam shem domim also lemekar. You're not allowed to mention the amount of money. However, but the Ramah holds the kamo b'minyan dafko schum minyan osur. Just like with the accounting, you know, let's say add 10 to the 10 that I owe you, and now I owe you 20. But 10 you are allowed to mention. So too the Ramah is Mekel, and he says, you're allowed to say, I'd like $10, but you're not allowed to say, I want to add that to the $10 that I already owe you to make it a total of $20. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, the normal way that we would have this wouldn't be that the Ramah just starts off and says, V'chein v'schum domim. He would normally say, V'yei shomim, to show his disagreement with the Mechaber. However, El Shekein Darkul Fam, sometimes he doesn't do that. Mr. Bruce of Kotin Yudzayin, he says, the same halach applies when you're adding up the total amount. Rotz Lomar, the daf goes schum mida, to say 10, add to the 10 that I already owe you, making it 20, shows him, cheshbon ha-kolo gam mido sov shinis chayv lo kvar. Yesterday, I bought 10 quarts from you. Today, I'm buying another 10 quarts at the total of 20 quarts. That you're not allowed to do. Avo shein mida ba'alma, but to say a quart, svirulei lahagor, the Ramah holds, the mutur l'mitkar. The Ramah doesn't have a problem with that. Why? The fact that he's mentioning a quart, not because he wants it measured out precisely a quart. Hurak l'simona biyama, that's about how much I need. Not that you should measure out exactly a quart. I need about a quart of milk. That should last me through the rest of Shabbos. I the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. That's only for something that the velt doesn't normally measure out. So it's a type of item that is not normally measured. And you'd say you want a quart of it. Oh, that would be usur. Then we don't say he wants about a quart. It specifically must be that he wants exactly a quart for whatever the reason, because people normally don't say that. The Mechaber, however, didn't make such a distinction like the Ramah. And Svirulei, the Mechaber holds, the Bechol Gavna also Gamzeh. You're not allowed to mention a quart at all. Not even if it's measured that way normally, and certainly if it's not measured that way normally. Whereas the Ramah makes a distinction. It says, if it's normally measured that way, so then you can ask for a quart, because that just shows that it's how much you roughly want. But if it's not normally measured that way, and now you mention a quart, so that would indicate that you're doing it very specifically, that would be an Isser of Medida on Shabbos. Finally, Sivkot and Yudches in the Mishnah Berurah, Avo Bilav Hochi Shari, but if you don't do it, as we just said, making a total, 10 from yesterday, 10 from today makes 20, it is allowed. V'zeh HaKula Hurak Lokech. This is only permissible for the purchaser over here. Why is that? Because he explains, She'ena Over Isser B'mesh Maskir She'mida V'chanal. He doesn't actually have a prohibition over here to mention Amida, as we explained. V'chanal. If you look at the issue footnote number 11, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, she talking she'ena over al iser mekach u'memchar, the purchaser isn't going to be over this prohibition against mekach u'memchar, v'yizor lo lavar al iser lifnei iver, but he has to be careful not to be over the iser of lifnei iver by making the mocher be over it. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the heter lemocher, for the permissibility of the mocher, shiye mutu lemodadov, lidno bekele shalokach, to go and put it into the kelim of the lokach, if the lokach over here mentions this quart, that's mavu le'el b'sif alev, shiosif o'yimai ma'at, because, again, he's not looking, the lokach over here needs a certain amount, but he doesn't need exactly measured it out. As long as the lokach doesn't measure it out exactly, and he adds a little bit more, a little bit less, he puts the ring into it, so it changes the volume, that would be permissible. With this, we conclude today's shiur.